Would you bow your heads, please? Lord Jesus, you are the only one that knows the fullness of why birth had to happen in a stable. Why you came in this season and you started a flow in this incredible, devastated earth, torn and broken with lies and deception. But then the Messiah came. So let your Holy Spirit have his way with me today. In Jesus' name. I want you to go to Luke chapter 9. And this is how I got this morning. It was just a word that came. Go to Luke chapter 9. And when I saw what he wanted, I believe he wants to empower his saints to do the job that he called us to do. So verse 1 says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now I'm going to remind you that the Holy Spirit hadn't come yet. The Holy Spirit was in Christ. The anointing was on him. But the fullness of the Spirit had not been revealed. You say, well, why are you explaining that? I'm explaining it so that you'll catch it. You don't need to wait forever to be anointed of the Lord to pray for the sick. When he speaks to you, and he says, get your butt in gear, go. Even if it is 5 o'clock in the morning. Don't argue with the Lord. Because if you do, you miss the boat. See, if you start reasoning it out, well, I haven't got the Holy Ghost yet. Well, tough cookies, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. You got Jesus. What is your excuse? Have you got two hands? Lay hands. Have you got them? Yes. Can you use them? Yes. Can you argue it away? Yes. Yes. You can reason everything out with this box that you got on top of your shoulders. So what am I saying to you? It's time to stop figuring it all out. Well, I'm not holy enough. You are so full of holes. You're leaking out everywhere. Might as well leak out of your mouth the healing power of the Lord. You say, well, if you have only ideas about how good I am and you don't know the real me, good heavens, thank God I don't know the real you. Because whatever the real you is, he took care of it on the cross. You see, at that point, he was actually focused on what he had already provided on the cross ahead of schedule. These 12 were given the power and authority to drive out all demons. Doesn't say some demons, all demons. And to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey. Oh, I gotta have at least $2 million in the bank if you expect me to go down street and pray for the saints. Because if I don't, I might get sued. Well, let them sue you. It'll probably turn out to be a publicity stunt that only God could prepare. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. Verse 5, put a circle around 5. If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet, and when you leave their town, as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing the people everywhere. Why did you say, I'm not quite ready? Have you realized I've still got problems of my own? I've got a few aches and pains. I got a whole list of excuses that I used to use, and finally, God showed me that it wasn't time to focus on my excuses. Look at your neighbors, they get over your excuses. Get over it now. You're not too young and you're not too old. You're just right to get moving for Jesus. Oh, well, have you any idea? I'm depressed today. Get over it. How many have ever had a depressed day? Put your hand up. Thank you. Well, how do you get over it? Put on the garment of praise. Oh, really? Try it on. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Pray in the spirit and with understanding. Oh, really? Magnify the Lord. If you magnify yourself, you're going to stay depressed. It doesn't say you might be a good idea to get dressed. No! Put on the garment of praise. You know, people give me these excuses. Oh, well, you've got to pray for me. I'm not good enough. I've got news for you. I could give you every excuse in the book why I can't. We have one person that calls, I would say on an average of 5 times a week. Would you pray for me? And they gave me the list, and I refused. I said, it's your job. When are you going to get the idea that it's your job to pray, not mine? Okay? Whose job is it to pray? It's all of us. All of us together. But you can't pray if you're so full of heaviness and pressure, but the beginning of it can be turned around by the garment of praise. The garment of praise will shake away the darkness. Now, go to verse 10. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to the town called Bethsaida. But the crowd learned about it. Isn't that cool news? The crowd learned about it and followed him. Oh, he says, it's not my day to pray for you guys. Really? He welcomed them and he spoke to them about the kingdom of God. And he healed those who needed healing. Are you ready? Are you ready to intercede? See, I am telling you, some will bug you and ask you to pray, and it's the wrong spirit. And it's not your job to pray for those who bug you to pray for them. It's up to you to go back to God and say, okay, is this the one I'm supposed to pray for? Or do you want me to tie myself up in circles on all the emotional turmoil of this one or that one? How many know the phone can be a gift? How many know the phone can be a problem? Thank you. The phone can put you in bondage. And you'll waste your whole day focused on somebody else's headaches. Oh my God, I didn't hear it. Amen. Come on. You can't tell me it doesn't happen at your house. Oh, if you only knew how rotten I feel today, would you please pray for me? Yeah, I feel so bad too.
Yeah, right.
You've just agreed. You both feel bad, and you're going to have a bad day. Incredible. Two in agreement. Under the anointing of fear. We'll bring the devil around, and he will have a party. But two in agreement under the anointing of mercy and grace. We'll bring relief to both. So somebody's got to be wise and say, let's pray. Somebody's got to be wise and say, hey, let's get off your case. So you're depressed today. So what? Get over it. I'm not going with you on your bad journey. And you know what? They just might turn around. They just might. But if you don't speak up, they're going to stay in that ugly space and ruin their own day and yours. Because you're going to go off to do whatever you need to do, but you've got that thought in the back of your brain. Boy, I should have straightened them out. I should have straightened them out. But I didn't. Because I was afraid to offend them. Who are you against? Is it flesh and blood that's your problem? Or is it a bunch of demons having a party with those that are depressed or oppressed? Close your eyes. I don't want you to look around. Say Ephesians 6:12. Says, my battle is not against flesh and blood. My battle is not against me. Made of flesh and blood. But against darkness. Multitudes of demon spirits that want to destroy me. So they want to depress me. They want to shake me. And break me. And kill me. And they're doing a good job. And they're bringing a lot of glory to hell. My job is to stand up and declare the blood of Jesus Christ has washed me clean. I'm not guilty. I'm not taking on false guilt. False condemnation. Jesus provided for me. And it's time for me to use it. Bowing to fear. It's not going to work. But standing my ground. And saying. What God says about me. Will change my today. And it'll change my tomorrows. And the poor me's will fly away. Because I'm praying. In Jesus' name. I want you to go a little further. Verse 37. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child. A spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions. Nobody can really stand him. They all think he's very weird. He's such a loner. He's got bad ideas. He would love to kill his mom. He would love to kill every child before they ever grow up. So they don't even have any pain." Is that in your Bible? It's in mine. You just didn't read between the lines. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him and is destroying him. It scarcely ever leaves him and and is destroying him. Could his name be Adam? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Verse 40. I beg your disciples to drive it out. But they could not. 41. O unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here. And even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were amazed at the greatness of God. While everyone was marveling at all that Jesus did, he said to his disciples, listen carefully to what I am about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them, so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. If God's word was alive then and they didn't believe and understand it, has things changed? No. You give that word from the pulpit on the majority of the churches in that town, in Connecticut, and they would say, you are being destructive to us. Because you're showing us that we didn't use the authority we had. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Has there been any change in humanity? Not really. Has there been a switch in religion? Yes. Because you see, most religious pulpits will not speak about this. I was 37 years old the first time that I heard from a pulpit about the destructive nature of the demons that wanted me dead. 37 years old. I had been in church every single Sunday. And I'm not picking on churches. But I was there every single Sunday. Once a year, we rebuked the demons and had no clue what the heck we were doing on Good Friday. We all said it together. But you know what? I believe the devil sat in the middle of the church and laughed. Because you know why? Even the pastor who was leading the prayer didn't believe it. In many cases. I'm not saying in all cases. But in many cases. And your battle and my battle is not against flesh and blood. We are not the problem. If we got rid of all the demons in the earth, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, all the states would be what? In total freedom. Put that in your pipe and smoke it for a while. See if you're depressed after you realize that you have been chosen to hear that word and put it to work. See, I can tell you all about it, but I can't use your hands for you. Go back to the word. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and all diseases. Not some. Oh, if I feel like it today, I'll go out and cast out a few demons. Yeah, right. Start with the one that's bugging you. Huh. Start with the one that's bugging you. How many know that we've got friendly demons that are so friendly we think they're family? You're laughing. How many know that you have a few demons that are so friendly you think they're family? They're so familiar. You've had them around for so long. You think they come from God. The deceiver, the stealer, the killer is in your own where? He's in your head. He's called the Antichrist. He hates your guts. Are you catching a clue? I guess I'm preaching today. Have you got the picture? How can you change it?
Believe it.
Believe it. Yes. Believing it. Now, would you close your Bibles, please? And you need to stand up. Just stand, please. Put your hands up into the heavens, because he is the one that's going to empower us, not me. Are you ready? I need to hear an amen.
Amen.
Say, we're ready, Lord.
We're ready, Lord.
You made it clear.
You made it clear.
That we have power.
That we have power.
We have authority.
We have authority.
We all have a mouth.
We all have a mouth.
And we can use it.
And we can
to clean up this house.
To clean up this house.
This house.
This house.
This house of prayer.
This house.
Come on, point to your own heart.
This
house of prayer.
This house.
It's going to be clean today.
Because
I'm going to be the vigil.
Because
I'm going to be the watchman.
I'm going to be the watchman.
And if I see garbage,
enter my mind.
I will drag it out. In Jesus' name.
I will cover myself
with the blood of the Lamb.
I'll
walk away from the newspaper.
I'll walk away from the newspaper.
I'll walk away from the phone.
I'll walk away from the TV.
I might take out my Bible
and
remind myself
that
the Word of God needs to become flesh.
Inside of me.
Not inside the neighbor.
In me.
Because he gave me all authority. I can lay hands
on the sick.
I can drive out demons. And they're scared. They don't like me. But healing will flow
when
I obey him.
In
Jesus'
name,
I pray.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The highest of gods.
The most high God. He's my God.
He's my God.
And he's being made flesh.
Inside of me,
I am a house of prayer
to
set the nations free.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory. While you're at it, you might as well give your neighbor a hug and say, if you're not free, I'll be talking about it.